Auburn is the best team in college basketball, and I'm here for it. Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops podcast. It's been a while. Took a few days off, but it's Kyle and Zepp, and we're back again, ready to talk about, I don't care what the net rankings say. I don't care what the AP rankings say. We're going to talk about the best dadgum basketball team in college basketball, these Auburn Tigers, Maui Invitational Champions. So much to get into. But before we get started, we got to give a shout-out to our boy, Ford Stokes, with Active Wealth Management. Give him a shout at retirementresults.com/plan. And, hey, no matter what you have going on, 401k, savings, doesn't matter. Give him a shout. Have him look over it, double-check it, triple-check it. Make sure you're not paying crazy fees. Make sure that dollar's stretching as far as it can possibly stretch because you've worked so hard to put it away. Make a friend at the same time. I know he's fired up about the basketball season. So give him a shout. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him we sent you. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Zepp, my man, I got to ask you a question. This is an important question. Okay, it's something that's been on my mind. I got to know your thoughts on this. What in the hell happened on that airplane? Because Auburn has just started beating the crap out of Blue Bloods like it's nobody's business. Since the plane debacle, what the heck happened up there?
I think it was a kind of one of those things. It gave us some toughness. It gave us some grit.
Sure.
You never heard of a college basketball team fighting on an airplane. So I think Auburn's the first team to ever fight on an airplane and go and kick teams. But like I never heard of nothing like that. But I mean, hey, it need to happen every year. If we're going to continue to beat Blue Bloods and beat teams like this, let's make it happen. They need to fight again so we can win 8 more games.
I mean, if nothing else, they've got to be the most mentally tough team that's ever been assembled. I mean, with everything that's gone on and then going into Maui and doing what they did, it's hilarious to think about that. That's how the season got kicked off. And then where you sit now, you're undefeated. You have 4 Q1 wins. You know, last year, Zepp, the big knock on Auburn's schedule was Q1. Not a lot of Q1 this, not a lot of Q1 that. Well, right now, you just hit December. But before December, you were 4-0 in Q1 wins. I think that's just a testament to the schedule, a testament to how good this team is early. And the crazy thing is, Zepp, I don't think they've peaked yet. I don't think they've peaked yet. I don't think you've gotten the production from the point guard position that you can. And then if that happens, who's going to beat them?
I mean, I don't think we peaked yet also. But like you say, we haven't got all the production out of the point guard play. But, hey, I mean, it's working. It's working right now, so it's all cool. But, you know, when they get in conference play, we're going to need that point guard play from special players. So I want to continue to keep going and keep climbing that ladder and keep showing the world how good we are and showing we're the best team in the nation.
For sure. For sure. So Auburn obviously wins the Maui Invitational, knocked off Memphis, really controlled the game from start to finish. It was no contest really whatsoever. But the biggest thing, one of the things that I think was crazy to think about is, so Auburn's playing Memphis in the championship of the Maui Invitational, the most elite preseason tournament that there is. And with over a minute to go, you got walk-ons in. You're that game's in that much of control. That's how dominant you were. Talk about the performance just all week. Like, what are some of the big things that you saw that stood out that you think are going to be even bigger for the rest of the season?
First of all, that comeback against Iowa State.
Yes.
It was one of the best comebacks ever in Maui Invitational. I just love the poise the team gave. They gave, like, definitely a great poise, because I know a lot of fans, a lot of people thought that game was over. sitting on the couch eating pizza, like, oh my God, the game is over. But me, I knew we would come back, because I knew the fight and the grit those guys had. They felt like first half they was disappointed, and they came out and they executed, did everything BP asked them to do. BP went in there and gave him a little speech, and basically cussed him out and stuff like that. But they came out and responded. And I just want to give a shout out to the team for all players just doing their part. And this team, their roles are, you can see that this team loves to play with each other. They love to throw the celly up.
What,
You
tell me what that
see,
means. What does that mean when they do
it's basically a motto, like, call me if you need me. Call me if you need me.
that?
So I love that
Yeah.
motto. And just seeing guys, like I say, play their roles. Like you seen Jani, he was the best player on the floor each game. Chad Baker-Mazzara, he was the it factor. If you go back and watch those games, without Chad Baker-Mazzara, we win no game in the Maui Invitational. Like you go with Denver Jones, he played key moments in that game. You go with Miles Kelly, they just opened the floor up and executed in every single game plan. Also to Hyde, he was great. He was one of those guys. He put pressure on the defense, made the defense do this and that. And you can't leave every you got to leave. You can't leave no one on Auburn open because they have so many threats. It makes them so good. Also, a shout out to Chaney Johnson. He was incredible. He came off the bench and did everything he was supposed to do. You can't beat a team like that. How are you gonna stop those guys?
This is the thing, Zep, and you kind of mentioned it briefly that I think is so impressive about this team. Okay, in the world of collegiate athletics and then just society in general, it's a lot of me. A lot of things is about me. I gotta get mine. What's in it for me? And this team, I've never seen a team that has guys that are so bought into their role. And are so acceptant of who they are. I listened to some of the things Dylan Cardwell said about Jani Broome and like how it took him a while to kind of get to the point to where he understood and they had that relationship to where Dylan knew I've got a role and it's very important to this team. And he's becoming really good at that role. I mean, I think he had double figures, had a maybe even a career high twice in this tournament. Against the elite of the elite competition. You have Chris Moore, who is earning a reputation even with the announcers that say, hey, he's not going to fill up the stat sheet, but he's going to go give you 8 to 10 minutes, and it's going to be the hardest 8 to 10 minutes you can possibly you'll find anywhere. He's going to have so many of the stats that that don't show up on the stat sheet in those 8 to 10 minutes, hustle plays. And then he's got that little backdoor cut reverse layup. They got that play dialed down for him. He makes it every single time. But like that's just one thing. That's just the one thing that's just one thing that I love about this team. And to me, it's what makes great teams. It's like guys that are bought in. And I think it's really cool to see in like just the society today. Just in the way that things are going, and a lot of guys in kids in general, and in I guess adults too, where it's all about me. It's about my feelings, about what I want, and these guys seem to put their feelings aside and just go play together, and they really enjoy it. And I think that makes for a really dangerous team. I want to run something by and tell me what you think about this. I think that Auburn saw a full range, almost a full range of what they'll see in the NCAA tournament. I think they had a very good Elite Eight matchup. I think they had a very good Sweet 16 type matchup. And I think maybe that round of 32 sometime that gets Auburn sometimes. I think they had a really good matchup that will be of that level with Iowa State, obviously, North Carolina. Maybe be another Sweet 16 type matchup. And then Memphis, what are your thoughts on that?
You hit it right on the nail. This was like an NCAA tournament type style. Those teams, they are going to see those teams in the NCAA tournament. This team is special because it's the team we had with Walker and Jabari. We just knew coming to the game, like in the NCAA tournament, that oh, we was gonna win. But this team, they didn't take no team lightly. Like they knew coming into the game, like, okay, every team we're gonna play is gonna be a dog fight. We already the underdogs. So we have to come in here and show them why we're the best team in the nation. We have to show them that we don't have the big time players, the big time this. Jani Broome is the, he's one of the best players in college basketball, but you look at us and you look at us like, okay, there's no one else on this team that they're gonna look at. But now you look at us and say, oh, now we're the best. But a couple days ago, y'all wasn't naming us the best. So the roles were reversed, when you look at it, because they didn't predict Auburn to win that Maui Invitational. I promise they didn't.
No, they wanted, I think it was they a lot of people thought it was going to be UConn, who went 0-3 to the house, and I think made the coach cry too. And then or maybe either UConn or Iowa State, and Auburn definitely showed up and showed out. So it's really cool. I got if I would love to know the record of what Auburn's record is when Dylan hits a three. When Dylan hits a three on you, you just gotta at that point in time, Zip, I think you just pack it up, go get you a hamburger from the concession stand, and just go get on the plane and fly home because it's over. If Dylan hits a three on you, it's ball game. You can just forget it.
I don't know what Dylan percentage is of hitting
He's
threes.
4 of 9 for his career. So
I
44%.
think he might be the best 3-point shooter in Auburn history.
He might have the best percentage. He
No,
might. It's
don't mark
crazy.
my words, but he might be the best 3-point shooter in Auburn history. Hey, and shout out to Dylan for making that three. It looked very smooth and very
It did.
confident.
It did, man. He's got a good release on it, and he's starting to show. Used to, I if Dylan put the ball on the court, I was gonna get angry. But now he's shown he's really worked at his he had a dribble drive where he drove to the hole, kind of went, did a little crossover and went to the hole with a dunk, like he from the top of the key. His game, and I think it's just accepting who I am and accepting my role. And I'm able to just say, okay, I've got this role. I'm going to go be the best that I can at it. And he's become a really good player. I mean, he is, imagine what college basketball teams would kill to have Dylan Cardwell be their guy off the bench, their big guy off the bench. I mean, I think he's been invaluable to this team, and he's going to continue to get better, and he's going to be a big factor for this team moving forward.
He's definitely going to be a big factor. Dylan is also an X factor guy, even though he fouls a lot. But hey, we'll take it. We'll take it because
Hey,
you give no free points away, Ben Wallace style.
you got
So
four. You got four to give. Make
you
them
got four
count.
to give. Make him count. But he was super incredible in that tournament.
Oh, no doubt.
I give my hats off to him because I seen the work he put in. I see the work he come when he come in the gym early mornings, late nights, and try to work on his jump hook, his mid-range jump shot, and just believing in himself. A lot of people didn't believe in him, and he made things happen. So, just having that presence of coming off the bench and having one of those guys, those shot blockers, and a guy who's gaining confidence each and every game, that's incredible because it's like, once Jani Broome go out the game, we have another big that's gonna torch you, and not like Jani Broome, but he's gonna torture you in many different ways.
And make you mad about it too, probably.
Make you mad. He's gonna get crunk about it. He's gonna do something that's gonna piss you off. You always have one of those players that just irks your nerves, and Dylan is one of those players that's irk your nerves every single game.
Yes, Chad's another one too. I got before we go to talk about Jani Broome. So Chad, I mean, so it's Hawaii, okay? So like Hawaii, you're laid back. Like you can't be uptight in Hawaii, you know what I mean? Like you got the beach, you got the palm trees, you got pineapples, you got the leis you're wearing, you got the hula skirt. You're in paradise. You can't be all uptight and wound up. Chad was about to fight people in the Maui Invitational. If he will fight the whole stadium on Wednesday, he will fight the whole stadium at Cameron Indoor. It's going to be incredible, that atmosphere and watching him. He is going to have them in an absolute frenzy You think Dylan's back? Chad will have the Cameron crazies in an absolute frenzy. And this one thing I cannot wait to see. I cannot wait to see Chad when he looks around and he gets that little grin on his face and knows he's about to get under somebody's skin. He is going to have that stadium at a fever pitch. And he was doing it in Maui, and I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I want to move on from Maui, and I got to talk about this. I mean, we got to talk about Jani. There were teams you play and that are good teams. Iowa State is a great team. They have unbelievable guards. North Carolina, unbelievable team, unreal point guards. Memphis, really good team, really, really good guards. Almost everything that you could want on a team. You know, you got the guards that you feel like can take you to the championship, but they didn't have one thing, Zep. You know what that was? They did not have a Jani Broome. Jani was the best player. He was MVP, obviously, but he was the best player on the court, and it was not even a discussion. It wasn't even a question. There was no doubt in anyone's mind when that guy went out on the court. There was nothing anybody in that whole tournament could do about him. It was one of the more impressive performances from an Auburn basketball player that I can remember. I mean, you average a triple-double. I think you average 25 and 15, something like that, or 21 and 15 over the tournament, which is just absurd. You had a game-winning putback, just did it from everywhere, hit threes, clutch threes. Floaters, fadeaways, rebounds like crazy, playing 33 plus minutes. Every team was a really good team. Every team has a lot of the makings of being championship caliber teams, but they're missing one thing, and that's a Jani Broome. And I don't think anybody has a Jani Broome. I think he's the best player in college basketball.
Oh, without a doubt, he's the best player in college basketball. He showed everything in the arsenal. He showed shooting, showed rebound. He showed passing the ball. He showed elite defense. It ain't one thing that he can't do. I talked about this on one of the first shows. I told everyone he's going to be one of the best players in college basketball. He is the best player in college basketball. And I told y'all the reason why he came back. He came back to win a national championship. He was the leader on that court. He was the main reason we won. In his head, he had no choice but to win. He knows what comes with it. He's one of the best players in Auburn history. I don't care what anyone says. But the one thing I love about him, he's very humble. You never seen him do anything, talk trash. He talk a little trash, but he talks trash because he know the hard work he puts in, and he know how hard he plays, and he wants to win every single game.
And guys that are playing with him, I feel like need to see him feel confident. If guys that you're playing with, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. If you see a guy that's got it going on and you know he's got it going on and you know he's feeling it, it's going to make you play better. It's going to make you feel confident in turn. So you need Jani with his chest puffed out. You need Jani saying, call me. You need Jani. You need him, you know, scoring on people and letting them know about it and letting them know you can't stop me. You can't do anything about it, because that, to me, if my guy is doing that and he's feeling that, then I can do it too. I feel like I'm confident. I can be confident as well. I've watched Auburn basketball for a long time, and I understand there's some really good teams, and you know, there's the 2000 team that was really good. That was a one or two seed. Then obviously you got the Charles Barkley, the 80s, 90s, that type stuff. I just don't think there's a player that's been as good as Jani Broome. I don't think that. I think when you look at everything that he's done, I think he's the best player in Auburn basketball history. I think that's what it'll go down as. And he deserves it for what he's done. He's just he's a lot of fun to watch. And I think if he can stay healthy, player of the year should not even be. Player of the year should not even be a question. I think he'll make a run from it. Any final thoughts as Auburn goes to Duke? We're going to Duke. When you listen to this, it's on Tuesday, so we're going to Duke on Wednesday, and we'll have a show, obviously a reaction show, and we'll talk a little bit about everything at the end of the week. But what are your final thoughts? There's no spread. There's no nothing really to like expect as far as or project yet as far as how that game's going to play out. What are your thoughts on what you've seen from Duke and what you've seen from Auburn? And I got one more question for you, and we'll wrap it up.
Well, Duke is a great basketball team. I watched them play 3 to 4 times. I look at this a game as a mental game. You seen Kansas play them. You seen how they play them. They play them tough, physical. They got a lot of guys as freshmen. But I think they can be shook by this Auburn defense. They haven't seen a team like Auburn defense yet. Auburn defense plays tough, physical, and they play gritty. They make you put the ball on the floor and see what you can do with it. They deny the ball. And I just think we can come in and win this game. I've been seeing a lot of guys saying Auburn's going to lose. They haven't went in Cameron Indoor and played and, you know, won a game. Oh, forget all that. We're going to come in. We're going to come in with the elite confidence and come in and get this win. If it ain't another game, I don't care if we win. I want to win this Duke game. Yeah. I want because the reporters, I don't care what the reporters say. They don't want Auburn to win this game. They Auburn hot right now. They know they love Duke. But guess what? We coming, baby. The Auburn Tigers coming.
Chad's coming.
Chad's coming. Me. And guess what? Call me. And guess what? Call Janai if you need an emergency. We're gonna be all around North Carolina. Auburn fans, I need y'all to go there and
we're gonna win the state of Carolina. We're gonna take over the state of Carolina, North Carolina. You've already taken down North Carolina, and now you got a chance to take down Duke. I guess we get to like take over the capital or something like that. Don't we get to be we're like Auburn becomes the capital of the state of North Carolina if this happens? Isn't that how that works?
Bruce Pearl for president. I tell you that.
I'll take it.
This game, they better put him as president. That's all I got to say.
There you go. Well, I don't even need to ask a question after that. We'll talk about that on another episode. We got to end on that one. So, guys, I really appreciate you listening. Shut Zip, how can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at RIP_QAN5, Instagram at RIP_QAN12.
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. We're going to be back after the Duke game and then a little bit later this week. Thanks for hanging in there with us. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.